This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I've always been a news hound since I was a little boy. I liked non-fiction. Then as I grew older, I learned that a lot of the news itself was fiction. I am so honored that I'm being attacked in U.S. media more than Saddam Hussein was on the eve of both wars. I mean, I am being attacked more than Saddam Hussein. And they're now saying on CNN, Fox News, everywhere, that I am like Charlie Manson or Saddam Hussein. This is an incredible honor to have Hollywood and MSM and the pedophile rings and the rest of them so mad at me. This is an extreme honor. I have asked God for this for the last 25 years to really be set against the enemy. And thank you all for your prayers. It's really amazing to stand against radical Islam as well. Let's play a powerful Paul Watson report that I'm going to come back and break down the bombshell news.
Steve Scalise and several other Republican lawmakers were shot by a deranged leftist gunman this morning. The shooter asked if the representatives were Democrats or Republicans before opening fire. Representative Mark Walker said the gunman, quote, was there to kill as many Republican members as possible. Before the shooter was named, I was smeared by the left for saying this was a terror attack carried out by an anti-Trump leftist radicalized by hysterical mainstream media propaganda. Oh look, turns out it was a terror attack carried out by an anti-Trump leftist radicalized by hysterical mainstream media propaganda. He was a Bernie Sanders voter. He said Trump should be locked up for treason. He was obsessed with conspiracy theories about Russia interfering in the election. He loved The Daily Show, John Oliver, and Rachel Maddow. He literally said, quote, one of my favorite TV shows is The Rachel Maddow Show on MSNBC. So it was a terrorist attack targeting conservatives carried out by a deranged anti-Trump, Russian collusion-obsessed leftist. Yeah, gonna be hard for the mainstream media to spin that one, isn't it? Oh, but this guy on CNN says the shooter was just tired. A Wolf Blitzer said nothing to challenge it.
He wasn't evil. That he was, I guess, tired of some of the politics that are going on.
That's what we just heard.
Give me a break. Can you imagine the freak out if an InfoWars fan tried to massacre a bunch of Democrats? Just like the Orlando massacre was Islamic terrorism. This was leftist terrorism. It's not about gun control. It's about a dominant culture that since before Trump was even elected has greased the skids for left-wing domestic terrorism. How many times have you heard me warn that the media, the left, and Hollywood's rampant anti-Trump hysteria was legitimizing violence against conservatives? Loretta Lynch talking about blood on the streets.
They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died. This is hard.
Kathy Griffin mock beheading Trump. New York Times-sponsored theater productions where Trump is assassinated. The media applauding the whole punch a Nazi movement. Almost exactly a year ago, crazed left-wing lunatic Michael Sanford tried to assassinate Donald Trump at a rally in Las Vegas after he grabbed an officer's gun, and the media barely even reported on it. Celebrities envisioning anti-Trump violence over and over again. It's time to take some responsibility. This is your fault. What do you think's going to happen when you relentlessly signal to deranged crazies that Trump and his administration are committing treason and are illegitimate? This. Exactly this. This is the context in which the shooting took place. And guess what? Leftists were more outraged about me pointing out these facts than they were other leftists celebrating the congressman being shot. Let that sink in. The media, the left, and Hollywood must stop legitimizing violence and return to the realm of civil discussion. The blood is on their hands.
This hatefulness that we see in this country today over policy differences has got to stop. We can have our differences, but let's not let it lead to such hate.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting up the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
It is a fact that on the eve of the Gulf War in 1990, a PR firm was hired, and the daughter of the owner of the PR firm, who'd never been to Kuwait and who spoke fluent English and been brought up in the U.S., went and testified to seeing Iraqi soldiers ripping babies out of incubators and bashing their brains out by the hundreds. This was used as the pretext to launch that war that was meant to legitimize the UN as a global government body and bring in a new world order, as George Herbert Walker Bush said, or Bush 41. Now, if criminal elements of our government will do something like that to launch now three wars in the Middle East, back radical jihadists to take over Iraq, Syria, Libya, other areas, overthrow our allies in Egypt, kill millions of people, starve millions more, and have Madeleine Albright, Clinton's Secretary of State, say a 500,000 kids is an okay price to pay. In fact, let's cue that up. If they'll do that, then am I supposed to question Sandy Hook when it happens and they've got the kids going in circles in and out of the building and they don't call the rescue helicopters and then instead an hour later there's porta potties and food being delivered and PR firms are there and Anderson Cooper says he's on location, but he's clearly faking the location? We looked at every angle of that. And so they've now misrepresented what we've said. That I said it could have been totally true, could have been totally fake. I didn't progenerate. I didn't create. I wasn't the fount of that. The things that I am the fountain of, I'll tell you. 1776 worldwide, rebooting America. Nationalism. But many other people are the creators of that as well. You are taking action. So something very interesting happened, and I wasn't going to have proof of it, but then as God seems to work in mysterious ways, or somebody did this on purpose, I'm not sure, I did an interview with Hollywood Reporter a few days ago because I knew they'd done a fairer job actually interviewing people like Stephen Bannon and others and actually letting him have quotes. They still attacked him, but they actually let him have real quotes. They're actually real journalists sometimes. And so they call me up. Hundreds of publications have called, but they always want a written statement or they want to act like they talked to me, and then they don't ever really put anything I said in the piece. In fact, I've done some interviews where they go, Jones said no kids died on the phone today. Totally a lie. Or Jones said, you know, you want to suck my sausage. Der Spiegel. Total lie. So I really can't be interviewed anymore because they just lie. Because they've been authorized to lie as political hitmen and women. But just to give you a window into all of this and the big national firestorm, and that they are now saying that I am like Charlie Manson and Saddam Hussein on Fox, on CNN, on MSNBC, unified. That Adan Salazar is posting it right now. He walked up to me and said, have you seen this? And I said, yeah, I know all about it. But it was just too fantastical to even tell people, so I wasn't going to tell you. I just, there's too much stuff happening, but I decided to go ahead and tell you about this. There's the article cached right there. The reporter calls me back and says, you know, I've never seen this before. This got pulled away from me, and I've interviewed everybody. Mr. Bond's the name of the reporter. And he said it got taken away at the top of the company and above. And I said, that's interesting. Then I was talking to one of my government sources, and they said, no, this is a deep state CIA disinformation bureau. And when you say it's like wartime propaganda, like we see before a war, it's because it is. And it is deep state, an actual division of the State Department, the CIA, and the Ford Foundation. And when I walked into that house that Megyn Kelly had rented that night, I know spooks when I see them. It was academic analyst spooks. It was like a CIA substation or something. And I was like, wow, this is going to be big. This is the big hit piece I told my wife it was. A huge attack on the free press. An attempt to destroy me and set an example to intimidate everybody else. It's not the interview. It's what they say around the interview with the innuendo, just like they do about the president with these fake leaks, which then it turns out the leaks aren't even what they said they were. And I am just honored to be attacked at this level. But I was told by that reporter, and I was told by a lot of other reporters, they said, listen, this is the first time ever we're not allowed to actually say anything you've said. We're just basically supposed to make stuff up. And then I started reading last night New York Times articles and others where they slip up. Megyn Kelly goes, of course I was nice to him. I had to fool him. Well, she didn't fool me. And where they admit in newspapers that orders have gone out and that they're all working together to misrepresent. Imagine the entire MSM working together with comedy shows and news shows and thousands of newspapers to misrepresent who you are. There's only one other person this has happened to. And that's Donald John Trump. I am so honored to be in that company. And they're doing this to destroy Trump and to destroy the free press and to demonize the new burgeoning media. That's why they're misrepresenting what I said about 9/11. I've got the clips where they said that I said the firefighters blew it up because I said government was involved. No, firefighters are the ones that told us about the countdown. Deep state working with the Islamicists, just like they've done on the Arab Spring and the invasion of Europe with the UN. It's all public now. When I say inside job, I mean our government working with Islamicists. And now you see the FBI and CIA saying it's like Islamicists are above us. They know everything we're doing before we do it. Chinese patriots have been killed by the hundreds because the CIA gave China, via moles, who they are and where they are. And they say, your CIA is communist. That was in even the Washington Post last week. We're totally penetrated, ladies and gentlemen. Like with this winner lady, reality winner, you know, that wanted to join the Taliban and said all whites should be exterminated. And she was white. She had a top secret clearance. They are hiring total whack jobs. And they're all in the media. They're everywhere. And they're just lying about what I say, lying about what I do. I point out our government criminally worked with Saudi Arabia. I say the firefighters blew up the towers. No, I didn't. I say, yes, my audience doesn't believe Newtown happened the way they said. It has a lot of earmarks of a PR stunt, but I tended to think people probably did get killed there. Then they make me the father of hurting children, and then I'm hurting the families, and I'm hurting children, and I'm this big monster like Charlie Manson. I've got the clips coming up. But doesn't work to call you a racist, doesn't work to call you a Russian agent. Now they're saying, it's okay for her to air this interview. Why, we interview Charlie Manson. We interview child molesters. We interview, this is word for word coming up. And a lot of people are going to see this and say, man, I feel sorry for you. I asked for this. I am honored. And I'm so blessed of my friends and my family and this crew that is my family, who knows the truth and who sees the news and who sees the real clips and who knows what I really said, for standing with me because they're standing by their own First Amendment and their own country. And I want to thank you for standing with us as well. We're making history. History's happening right now. And whether they're successful in destroying me or not, they're going to fall in the end. And what you're seeing is total desperation. Now, Dr. Corsi's going to pop in a moment, and we are going to play some of these clips. And he's going to be in studio with us in the next hour. But since I mentioned it, here's the babies in the incubator story. A fake report of children being murdered. Hundreds of children having their brains stomped out. Didn't happen. I'm not attacking any children Saddam ever killed. He was a bad guy. The point is, this was fake. And the Gulf of Tonkin was fake in 1964 to get us into Nam. And all the rest of it that then killed millions of people. So it's normal to question known liars. And what I did was question like everybody else. And I'm proud of the fact I questioned. I'm not running away from that, like Joey Behard said on The View this morning. I'm proud of it, that I told the truth. Just because you misrepresent what I actually said is a straw man. It's not Alex Jones. And you're going to fail. People are going to find the real Alex Jones. The danger here is I've analyzed this attack profile. I'm going to skip this break.
I volunteered at the Al-Adan Hospital with 12 other women who wanted to help as well. I was the youngest volunteer. The other women were from 20 to 30 years old. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor. It was horrifying. I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
There's hours of it. It was admitted to have been fake a month later. Totally fake. Never been to Kuwait. No babies were killed. No babies were found in incubators. Now, if they'll stage that, they'll stage anything. Then they personalize it. Then they go show families and say, Jones says this, or Jones says that. Or it's in the Podesta emails, all this clear pedophile stuff. We break that Wiener is sexting young girls, trying to recruit them. That all came out later. They change the subject to a D.C. pizza place and say that I say Hillary's murdering children in a basement there. Never said it. Then when they come and attack me and say I'm saying it, I say, we never said that. We reported on some of the news, reporting on the pizza place. I think it's a diversion. And they go, he admits he lied when he said Hillary killed kids in a basement. No, I said Hillary funded the Arab Spring that killed hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of them children, sold into sex slavery, and then I hold up mainstream news articles admitting it. See, they don't like me because I'm discrediting them, because I'm exposing them, because I have a memory. And I go and show you what they've done in the past, and then you remember what you saw, and you learn faster than I do in most cases. But make no mistake, this attack on me is an attack on you. And if they can get away with this long term, they're going to start doing this to many other people. This is a jihad. Just like they're hyping all over the news, and the Huffington Post is saying, you know, too bad that this wasn't more coordinated. We need a mass violent attack, one of their writers is saying. We don't need just a few congressmen shot or cops shot. And Black Lives Matter and George Soros, they're the monsters. They're the people that want civil war. They're the ones that say ISIS on CNBC, please come blow up Trump's tower. They're the ones trying to organize insurrection and then using weaponized media viciously. And then I knew it was coming. This is when I said on Monday, we're going to Dr. Corsi briefly. Well, I appreciate coming in the studio to tell us what's coming up in the next hour. He's going to be joining us. I knew. It all clicked on Monday, and people said, it's on Father's Day. That's when they now announced they're going to air it, because they weren't clear before. And I went, oh my gosh, he kept asking me, how do you feel for the fathers of the Newtown children? You're a father. And it all clicked. Guaranteed they're going to have promos that start up this weekend where on Father's Day he says it never happened. And then sure enough, they ran a promo Monday. And in the promo, they edited it where I say Newtown never happened. When I said what you just heard me say 5 minutes ago, very clear, but also nuanced historically, that if they'll stage stuff in Iraq and kill a 500,000 Iraqis and send our troops in to die, don't blame the troops, they got lied to like we did, then they'll do anything. So it's okay to question. Boom! She cuts that and goes, sounds like a cop-out. What's Iraq got to do with it? See, so none of it makes sense. This is the PSYOP. This is the fake news. But here's the deal. I've analyzed it. We're going to beat them. They have no credibility. They have a 6% trust rate, AP reports. And I tend to agree with that number. The problem is that the attack profile shows they may be getting ready to kill me. And Corsi talked about this. They're clearly promoting Trump's death everywhere and members of Congress. And we are seen as the American resistance. I mean, you're looking at it. I don't want to be Sam Adams part two, but I've pretty much analyzed, if you compared what I do to 1776, I mean, I'm like Sam Adams. It's true. And I don't say that as a power trip. He was living in his time. He spent his money in the media to expose the globalists of the time, the British Empire. And, you know, Dr. Corsi is kind of like a Benjamin Franklin type. And Donald Trump's George Washington, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the deal. We're not saying that in a power trip. We're saying that because we're under full globalist attack. Every channel, every day, lies, lies, lies. And if you look at the attack profile, it only makes sense if they're planning to kill us. And that means the president, too. And that's, of course, he talked about on Monday as well. So I'm going to get a brief analysis of him, of where this is going, and I want to go through all these clips. But ladies and gentlemen, they are now saying that I am in the company of child molesters, and that I am in the company of Charles Manson and Saddam Hussein. Ladies and gentlemen, to have the scum of the MSM that launched all these evil wars, that opened our borders, that sided with radical Islam, that has looted our pension funds, that has deindustrialized our nation, I am honored. I am serious. I am honored. Everybody knows I asked for this. And God just keeps giving me whatever I ask for. But it's not a careful what you ask for. I am so honored that I can now begin to measure up to my ancestors that were extremely illustrious in the founding of Texas and this great nation, that I can now start to measure up to some of those people. I never even say who my ancestors are because, you know, it sounds like I'm bragging. I'll just leave it at that. And I am now beginning again, genetically and spiritually, to begin to measure up. And I'm going to go in through and beyond. It doesn't mean I won't stumble. Doesn't mean I won't fall. Doesn't mean I won't physically probably fail. But spiritually, we're going to win. But this is a historic, epic battle. And now more than ever, pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray for President Trump. Pray for me. Pray for my family. I've seen God working, and I've seen every time the enemy hits us harder, we just get stronger. And it makes me sick to see our country falling this far. to be in the hands of these wicked globalists, how they're attacking our families, how they're promoting sexualization of young children. I mean, you see them on the news. You see them on Nickelodeon. You see MTV. You see MTV promoting murdering innocent white people and all this race baiting. I mean, these are horrible. The Muslims celebrated the tower burning up, even though a bunch of Muslims died, saying, oh, good, I hope the West all burns down yesterday in England. I mean, it's just a bunch of existential envy losers who hate the West and who hate honor and who hate strength. And Trump has done nothing but deliver. The guy has such courage. He's so amazing. Going to the hospital last night with the congressman fighting for his life still. And they're all over the news just celebrating this and saying, we need more, kill more. And nothing's being done because the government is still hijacked. And Trump has this precarious beachhead. But again, look how far we've come. This is the fight. We're going to win, people. Trump may fall. I may fall like the Alamo. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're going to live forever because the Republic's going to live on and humanity's going to move on and have greater destiny because we're being men in our age. So I want to thank you all who've supported us over the years and have prayed for us because we are now under the full globalist assault. And again, the remorseless left is all over the news, is celebrating. They're saying more death. They are drunk on the blood of all the aborted children. They are just absolute demons. Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming in to pop in and tell us what's coming up at the bottom of the next hour when you join us with some of the other guests while you're down here in studio with us, our Washington Bureau Chief. You've heard me break this down. You have said that the next civil war is starting. They're initiating it, and that this indicates from your psychological warfare training at the State Department and other areas that they are preparing to commence basically paramilitary operations against the Republic. And you said that on Monday, and now we're seeing it.
Well, and Donald Trump is in the fight of his life. This is about impeachment. If the left, the far left, the hard left, the Bill Ayers left, violent, cannot impeach Trump, they will assassinate him. And what we're going to do is we're going to start the deconstructing of the deep state so people understand exactly how it works. And how Donald Trump needs in this hour to understand what JFK did not understand, and that this is a serious threat, and the hard, vicious, violent left intends to win. I'm confident Donald Trump's going to win with the help of God and all those out there who are going to stand behind Donald Trump and defend the United States of America and the Constitution, because this is our freedom at stake. If we lose this battle, we lose the Republic. And Donald Trump, we've got to be blessed to have him there, because Donald Trump, when he catches on to this and fully understands it, will fight back and will win. I'm confident of that. We need to deconstruct the deep state in order to help him.
Well, Dr. Corsi, again, you're in the studio, but I'm looking at you on a camera here. I don't think I've ever seen you get tears in your eyes on air. Do you have tears in your eyes right now?
This is a very emotional subject for me because as a kid, I was around Jack Kennedy a lot. I was around a lot of the people that tried to warn Jack Kennedy he was going to be killed. And he just, quite frankly, never really took it all that deeply. I mean, he understood it. Jack Kennedy had Addison's disease. He had a congenital spine ailment. He had to take massive shots of amphetamines every day in order to be able to walk. He did not want to end his life in a wheelchair. He had a very different perspective than Donald Trump, who just celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday. And we hope he's going to have many more. And I think Donald Trump is in this battle to win, where John Kennedy, unfortunately, realized he'd already lost.
That's right. And let's be clear. We cannot stress to you the peril the country is in. As I told Stone that night when Trump won, I said, the real war just started, brother. I knew it intellectually. I could feel it in my gut. And I could feel what was coming down. I told my wife 2 weeks ago, I said, baby, stuff's getting about 50 times worse. She said, I'm standing by you. I understand that. And I told her, I said, down the road, I haven't got around telling my kids this yet, but I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm very honored, but they want to destroy us in front of everybody to try to scare people, and I'm not scared. I just want the listeners to stay strong and stay focused. We can't turn our kids over to all these pedophiles and devil worshipers and communists and Muslims, and that's what they are. They just are a bunch of scum, and they hate us because we're good, and they know we love God. And so we need to pray to Christ for discernment and for strength, and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I think I'm going to come back with the Lord's Prayer after this break. But We're here. We're in the fulcrum, and this is it. All right, Dr. Corsi, we'll see you in the middle of the next hour. Thanks for visiting us here in Austin.
Great pleasure and honor to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely, folks. This is the fight. This is it. I feel so good right now. I feel really close to God. Never felt this close to God, because the enemy is preparing horrible things against us all. Prepare for the main attack, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Freedom. Tip of the spear.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil.
Right and wrong.
And wrong.
We know Hollywood. We know the globalists are evil. We know you're liars. You're going to be put through the fire. A fire you've already started. New World Order, World Planetary Corporate Government, anti-free-market, anti-family, anti-woman, anti-God, anti-child, anti-man, anti-decency, anti-productivity, anti-justice. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And then it goes on, though I walk to the valley of the shadow of the death, I shall fear no evil. And, of course, why do you think Trump's wife came out unannounced and said that with tears in her eyes? Because can you imagine what they're dealing with behind the scenes because they're not devil worshipers? And because they love their family and prosperity and America and all the fruits of a godly nation, despite the fact they're not perfect. Because when the devil comes against you, you get closer to God. And then you go, oh my gosh, God's real. Why was I ever afraid? The only thing you then fear is separation from God. He that dwelleth in the secret place, the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. It's all there. Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror by night, nor the arrow that felleth by day. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. As long as they can't get to your mind, they have such a psychological warfare and spiritual attack against InfoWars. I can't imagine what it's like around Trump. The mental illness is, around me is just rampant. It's a science fiction movie. We're living in the year 2017, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not battling against flesh and blood. Know that for a fact. We're fighting against really wicked powers. And most men roll over. They want success. They want to be praised. Most of these churches are the abode of evil. And I'm not up here on some high horse. People say, there's all this news. Why are you preaching? Because let me tell you something. At the end of the day, that's all there is. It's good and evil. Right and wrong. On this fantastic planet. And I watch the lies that they tell about me and my family and the things they do. And to watch the reporters that follow me around, their eyes light up with like demoniac glow as they swear they're going to get me and see me fall. As if they're in some existential contest, and that if I fall, they somehow rise. Fools! If you just tuned in, we've got a ton of news here. It's all important. But there are thousands of articles a day in every major TV program in the country, even bigger than Sessions' testimony, even bigger than the trial of Cosby, even bigger than all of that, is Alex Jones is the devil. Alex Jones is horrible. Alex Jones is evil. Alex Jones did this. Alex Jones did that. And Donald Trump loves him. And they've had petitions to Trump, and they've had reporters ask Trump, and he hasn't forsaken me yet. But I almost want to tell the president, in fact, I have told the president before, if you disagree with some of the things I've said, throw me under the bus. I don't like seeing you sit there and have them twist what I've said against you. That's not how Trump is. He knows. They lie about him. They lie about me. He knows they twist everything. 2 days after 9/11, he talked about how the towers fell and how there were probably bombs inside. Trump's real smart, folks. He knew everything before I was born. Of course, he's known him 45 years. Of course, he knew him before I was born. And Trump's the same way. Trump loves the energy of fighting evil. He's higher than a kite, totally naturally. No caffeine, no drugs, no nothing. does like sweets. He is higher than a kite with all these attacks and all these lies as he just delivers jobs and delivers better health care and delivers sovereignty and delivers Americana. And he's there. He's ready no matter what happens. And they cannot stand that. It's like that old song, I forget who sang it, country music song from the 40s or 50s, Big John. Got to play that song if we can, going out to break a couple minutes of it. It's only a two-minute song. Big John. And there's Trump down at the bottom of the mine holding up the girders. Everybody can get out of the mine. Everybody else has gotten out. The bottom of that mine lies one hell of a man. And not because he wants to be a hero, because he's a good person. Just like you got pedophiles and devil worshippers and communists and Islamicists, you've got people that don't like those people and want to stand up against them. The type of man that gets a smile on their face when they're loading something in their car in an alley and three thugs come over and think they're about to rob you. Because the only time your spirit even wakes up is when you're surrounded. That's the kind of person Donald Trump is. And those are the type of men that are going to save this country and this planet with God's help. But God set us on this planet to be tested. And if you don't want to be tested, then you're obviously not conscious. You're not alive. All right, I've got this news and these clips I want to hit. It's unbelievable. I can't even keep track of it all. Hundreds of clips. I can't watch them all. Each one is worse than the next or the last. It's just Alex Jones is like a child molester. Alex Jones is a criminal. Alex Jones is, but to have the empty, horrible, narcissistic, demonic mouth of Satan screaming that I'm the worst thing on earth. Man, that is a great honor. And now Hollywood Reporter saying Megyn Kelly's stakes are sky high for her Alex Jones interview. Well, she interviewed me for 4 hours over a 12-hour period. They were here from 9:30 in the morning until about 11 at night, so it's all edited, scrambled crap. Oh, I probably should have opened the show with this. I'm going to play excerpts tonight, and I'm going to air some today of the Megyn Kelly interview. Oh, it's going to premiere here first. Because she, in my educated research view, engaged in deception, skullduggery, fraud. And you're going to hear the phone calls where she promised that it was going to be a nice profile and that she wasn't going to attack me or would only barely mention certain subjects. And I just have 30-plus minutes of her lying. In fact, let's cue up that first clip right now. This is when she called me as I was driving down the road. And I said, let me get to the office, my pretty. And then she interviewed me for 2 hours on Newtown and Pizzagate and all the rest of the made-up PR stuff that she shoveled at me. By made-up, I mean the made-up quotes, the made-up things I supposedly said, so they could edit it together. So here is Megyn Kelly talking to me about a week before she came to town. Here it is.
So there's not going to be a contentious, sort of gotcha exchange. That's not what this show is, and that's really not what I want to do.
You say parents faked their children's death. People get very angry.
Yeah, well, that's all I know. But they don't get angry about the $500,000 dead Iraqis from the sanctions, or they don't get angry about all the illegals.
That's a dodge.
No, it's not a dodge. The media never covers all the evil wars it's promoted. All the
that
big
doesn't
things.
Excuse what you did and said about Newtown.
That's good. Oh, this isn't going to be contentious. And I'm on tape with her saying, I know you're just going to hammer Newtown. Because I knew she's one of their people. She goes and speaks at the event. She's an anti-gunner. I knew she was set to speak this year at their big gala. I said, this is a Newtown piece. She said, no, it's not. Alex, I promise you, this is a profile of you. I want to get big profiles. I don't want to do hard news anymore. I want to rehabilitate myself from Fox. I got it all on tape, sweetheart. You're a big, fat liar. Oh, and by the way, that's in the car. I got it real clear and nice here in my office right over there for 25 minutes. Oh, and we got more than that, sweetheart. You want to edit my comments? Want to play games? I'm going to call your bluff on that one, too. Oh, I know. The big order's out. Never show my real clothes. Never let me respond anywhere. Hollywood Reporter. Contacts me through one of my other big sources and says, we'll give you a straight-up interview with real quotes. It gets killed at the very top. Then I talked to other sources. They said, no, there is a Pentagon, CIA, Ford Foundation, high level. It's all being managed. No one is allowed to actually run your quotes. No one is allowed to actually interview you. Imagine. I've done probably 10 interviews the last week about this, and none of them got published. None of them got put out. None of them got aired. Because they can't actually have what I said. The fake Alex Jones has to be given the spotlight so he can be destroyed. But the real one has to sit here. I promise you. Oh, I want to get a big juice. I'm obsessed with you. Okay, Alex, I'm obsessed with you. All right. I'm going to be honest. I said, Megan, knock it off. I mean, it was literally worse than in college being in a topless bar when they're trying to get you to pay for a table dance. It was so fake. I was like, sweetheart, sweetheart. Wait till you hear all this. I do. I want to go to dinner with you, and I want to get a big, juicy steak and a dessert. I mean, this is sensational, but you'll never hear it on the news. Because they're controlled. And they said, we lost the election because we weren't big enough liars, because we weren't organized enough with the fake polls and the... giving the questions to Hillary for the debates. We totally rigged it. But we spent too much time spirit cooking and devil worshiping and having the kids delivered to the hot tub. We've got to spend more time destroying and getting meaner and saying, kill Trump and kill congressmen, and then have the Huffington Post writers go, too bad it wasn't larger or more organized. Wolf Blitzer has a guest on. So, this man wasn't a monster, and he was just tired of things. Wolf Blitzer, okay, thanks for your review. Very interesting. What happens, Wolf Blitzer, when somebody pumps rounds into your little pumpkin head and says, it's just political? Ha! You people, you guys better have some helicopter jump jets and be ready to get out of here real quick if the actual Civil War kicks off. I mean, I'm not the one that's calling for violence. You're going to get wrecked bad. There are a lot of people like Santa Claus been making a list, been checking it twice about who's been naughty and nice, and you kick off Civil War too, baby. You'll think Lexington and Concord was a cakewalk. But you never listen. You've never been in fights. That's the weird thing about globalists, is their minions are all like super wimpy, candy-ass fops. But they play World of Warcraft, I guess, so they feel powerful. And they just talk about how they're going to kill people all the time and how they're going to murder us and how our kids belong to them. And ha, 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 the sky rise burned down. Durka, Durka, Muhammad, Jihad. And, just on and on and on. And everyone rolls over to it. And I am sick of it. Before we go any further, I'm going to come back and get into some of these outrageous clips. We've got a bunch of guests joining us to talk about the Civil War. The Democrats are openly kicking off. But here's the deal. We're getting more traffic than we've ever had in the summer. Not as big as it was election week, but it's close. And we're getting a lot of support. But obviously we're under mega attack, and they got lots of other stuff lined up in the pipeline. But we've got operations that will hold them off for at least 4 years at our current attack profile, unless they kill me. And I'm not giving them some code they didn't already have. That's the only code that works in their operation. They can't kill my name or your name because they're a bunch of liars. They can't get to you. They can't break you. And they know that. And they can't stand it. They don't want to make me a martyr, but if they can demonize me enough and then have some angry person do it, like a family member of a slain child, you can see the whole PR thing. Very upset I canceled The View and aren't coming to New York. Oh, you don't think we have people that are jacked into everything and don't know what you're up to? Should I publish the directive from a U.S. agency in countervailance of the president, out of the State Department, the Board of Governors of the FCC, and the Central Intelligence Agency, ordering everyone not to actually play clips or what I say? Maybe we'll release that in the next hour. But you just think it's only redcoats in this fight. You don't think there aren't Minutemen. What you just think in the universe, you just pound the children and abort them and kill them and devil worship and open the borders and bring in disease and everything. Just pound us in the face forever and no one ever stands up. No one ever fights back. Oh, yes, that's what's happening now. Get ready. But briefly, we have high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste. Everything we do is about 360 wind, symbiotic relationship. You can't get it 33% off anymore, but you can get it with a 10-to-1 essential oil, super high-quality mouthwash, 10-to-1 concentrate. Together, those are 33% off. Brain Force Plus is now back in stock, an amazing nootropic, our overall total bestseller. Check it out. Just see for yourself. Super Blue again. We have InfoWars Biome Defense, an amazing probiotic, now 20% off. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Thank you all for your support.
Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone.
Would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com. At 800-700-2184.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and racing.
Volunteer back live. We've got a bunch of amazing guests coming up. I'm going to get into all the mainstream media outlets, you name it, celebrating the congressman being shot, the cops being shot. I got stacks of it here, and they're like, it's time for violence. Even CNN's like, you know, having guests on there saying, you know, he wasn't an evil man. Took action. Too bad, though, that wasn't more coordinated. That's who they are. They've demonized us. They're delusionals. You look at the profile of the average liberal. They don't work. They're stupid. They're hateful. They want to tell others how to live. They're not compatible in our free society. They're allied with radical Islam. I mean, look at these clips. I've got so many of these, like Don Lemon saying, Jones admits he's an actor and is fake. No, my ex-wife was in a court hearing playing a clip or trying to get a clip entered of me as a Joker doing a Joker character saying, take your fluoride and Prozac, kids. It'll eat your brains. Obviously doing satire saying, don't take Prozac, don't drink fluoride. And my lawyer goes, that's like being an actor there. Jack Nicholson isn't really the Joker. So see, that's how they play these games as their cover or their excuse. I've got that clip. There's so many of these. But listen to this. Fox News compares Alex Jones to murderers and rapists. And they're like, well, you know, she should be able to interview whoever she wants. I mean, we interview murderers and rapists. And the despicable things Jones says, how he hates the little kids that died in Newtown. Never said that. I just said, if my listeners are like, we don't believe it. You see this anomaly? And I said, yeah, they said babies died in incubators and got their brains bashed out. They admit that's fake, so they'll do anything. I'm not saying that case wasn't real or not, but we can legitimately then question every event as if it's fake because we have a history of that. Common sense, 2 + 2 = 4. But they want to bully you and say, if you try to stand up and speak out, we'll destroy you. Got news for you, MSM. Never had more traffic, never had more support. You're that pathetic. People are going to ask, who is this guy that is as bad as Saddam Hussein, who's on every channel, but you won't show what he said, or you'll edit it. Here's that clip.
And the interview itself hasn't even aired yet. They just played an excerpt on Sunday night, and already, the flames are being fanned here.
That's what's so striking here about this controversy involving our former Fox News colleague, Megyn Kelly, is that nobody has seen the full interview. And look, what we have here is a classic collision, because one can, you can't not be moved by listening to some of these Sandhook parents and how they think that Alex Jones should not get a platform. At the same time, he is somebody who President Trump called after the election to thank him for his role. Trump had gone on his radio show during the campaign. It's not so much that NBC is creating or elevating Alex Jones as it is reflecting the fact that he is an influential guy. But look, over the years, John, as you know, journalists have interviewed murderers and rapists and child molesters. I mean, the anchors interviewed Saddam Hussein, Charles Manson, O.J. Simpson. So this is part of what we do. The test will be, is it an aggressive interview in which the person is pressed to explain, is held to account for some of the outrageous things in this case that he has said, or is it more of a passive interview where you are just kind of giving them a free pass? And I think we can't really answer that question until we see the full interview on her Sunday Night Magazine show.
That's right. And they're setting a precedent to say they can just ban someone from the airwaves or being interviewed. That's like old Soviet Russia or Communist China today. It's just ridiculous. And again, you've got families that have been manipulated through their pain to be political operatives, to sue Bushmaster and go after the Second Amendment and blame American gun owners for what happened at Newtown, who are now political operatives trying to go after the First Amendment, too. And it's very, very sad. You know, I didn't kill your children. You know, it's that simple. I'm very, very, very sad that that happened. And I'm sad that the government lies so much that people, you know, question things.
Visit GCN.
But that's the truth.
Today.
And you can't suppress my speech.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it